Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, welcome into Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Charlie Polillo and Josh Jordan. Go follow them on X at Polillo and at Josh Jordan SCS. Charlie, Josh, welcome in. No rest for the weary as the Texans, who narrowly avoided disaster in Tennessee, faced one of the league's best offenses on a short week as Houston hosts the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Like, the last time these two faced off was week 5 last season. And when I remind you of some of the standouts of that game, it will feel like forever ago. Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell having big plays in that game. Cam Akers with a rushing touchdown. They led 20-3 before the Bills came back to tie, and then Fairbairn walked it off with a 59-yard knuckle curveball kick. However, Houston's biggest offensive weapon in that game was C.J. Stroud, who threw for 331 yards. And by all indications, he ain't running out that tunnel on Thursday dressed to play. So the Texans are poised again to call on Money Mills in a fourth straight game, third as starter. He's 2-2 in those starts. So what will the offense need to do for Mills to grab that trifecta on Thursday Night Football and keep their playoff hopes alive?
Yeah, short week for both, and both teams off tough games. The Texans avoided a season-killing loss. The Bills avoided a loss that would have made things a bit dicier for them coming here. Wound up outslugging the Buccaneers 44-32. We'll get to that Bills offense, but when the Texans have the ball, it's weakness versus weakness. I think the Texans offense is a bigger weakness than the Bills defense is a weakness. No C.J. Stroud means the Texans are without, I'm going to say, their second best offensive player. Nico Collins is their best offensive player. The Bills are without their best defensive player, Ed Oliver, the Houston Cougar of years ago. Torn bicep, probably ended his season about a month ago. Maybe if they make a run finally back to a Super Bowl, Ed Oliver can join along the way. But that is a huge loss from a defensive line that has just been tattered by opposing running games. So what gives? I mean, the Buccaneers ran for more than 200 yards at over 5 yards per pop. The Texans struggle to run the ball against everybody. If they can't move it on the ground against the Bills, I mean, what reason is there to expect the offense to do much when it scored one touchdown against the sorry Titans?
Yeah, they're going to have their hands full. I think in this case, I actually like their opportunity to run the ball a little bit better since the Titans got healthy on the defensive line right before they faced the Texans. So I think that's something they can do. You got to get Woody Marks going here, throw him the ball, let him run the ball. It's a good way to keep Josh Allen off the field, keep the chains moving, and keep Davis Mills from dealing with too much pressure. They make him at least respect the running game. Woody Marks has not been catching a lot of passes the last couple of weeks. That's something I'd really like to see improve, is give Mills some easy throws, maybe some swing passes just to get him going. And then, of course, Nico Collins. That's where Davis Mills is always looking, as he should be. What, he have 10 targets and 9 catches last week? So clearly that is working. And you're going to have to rely on it. And they'll try and take it away. But we've noticed Higgins has been a good option as well. So they're going to him. And, of course, Dalton Schultz, is, even though he's playing through some injury, he's been a good option for these guys. So let's see what happens with the offensive line this week. I imagine we'll see Titus Howard going back to right tackle with Brown getting out of the lineup. That's my guess. We'll see how that unfolds. But I think they are better off getting Titus back at right tackle. And that whole right side of the offensive line should be back to normal.
Titus certainly concurs with that sentiment. Remember, it was Nico Collins with a 67-yard touchdown, just an absolute bomb from C.J. Stroud as the Texans opened up the lead in the game a year ago. Sean McDermott's an excellent overall head coach. He's a defensively oriented head coach, and it's not like I watch Bills football snap in, snap out all season long, but one jump off the page stat for me, they have 26 sacks as a team this season. An okay number. The Texans have 25. Now, we know the Texans have the tag team of Hunter and Anderson that's fabulous. 17 of the Texans' 25 sacks, Danilo with 9, Will with 8. The Bills have no one with as many as five sacks. They have 13 different players with at least one full sack recorded this season. So that suggests a variety of blitzes. I mean, they have defensive backs with sacks, multiple linebackers. Gregory Rousseau was a first-round pick 3-4 years ago. Has not been a big breakout player. He has 3.5 sacks. They did add on a one-year contract Joey Bosa, who's had injury issues his whole career, left the Chargers when they were not paying you big money again. Signed with the Bills for, I think it was $12.5 million. He's posted every game. 4 sacks, okay, not so great. 4 forced fumbles, leads the NFL. Davis Mills, pocket presence and awareness, important in this game, specifically with Joey Bosa going after whichever tackle he tries to exploit.
You guys touched on it. The Bills have allowed 153 yards on the ground. Nick Caley has called Woody Mark's number a lot as of late. Do you think we'll see larger doses of Nick Chubb as Houston tries to exploit that soft spot in Buffalo's armor?
On the one hand, I wouldn't think so. Marks offers much more giddy up. On the other hand, he didn't average 2.5 yards per carry against the Titans. So it's not like he'd be siphoning time from some phenom who's burst on the scene. The Texans' leading rush attempt guy in the game against the Bills last season, Ogunbowale. At least we know that's off the table this time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll see. I think what I'm going to be looking for is, yes, I think they will have to get Woody Marks going, but use him to his strengths. You know, get him outside on the edge. And that's where you're best with your offensive linemen, with Ursary and Titus Howard. Those are your best guys, not your interior guys. So I don't want them to continue to bang their head against the wall. If there's some outside runs and some cutback opportunities, let's try and take advantage of those. I'm tired of the 1 yard and a cloud of dust up the middle with Nick Chubb. It's not working. Let's try and go to our strengths. And I think D'Amico's finally starting to realize, okay, this is what we're good at. This is what we're not. Let's lean into the stuff where we're having some success.
Of note in that Buccaneers game, and Tampa has a very good offense, though was without its number one running back, Bucky Irving. All 3 Buccaneers rushing touchdowns against the Bills were outside the tackles. So I don't know if Buffalo has a routine problem setting that edge defensively, but the Buccaneers were getting to the corner repeatedly and got to the end zone on it 3 times. Well, Marks, quickness, get him in space. Can he get around that corner to take advantage of Buffalo in this game?
Buffalo is in the top 25% in yards through the air at 240 per game. Houston has the 3rd best passing defense, holding opponents to just 171 yards per game. The reason why I brought up the game from last year is Houston held Josh Allen to just 131 yards and 1 touchdown through the air, but the Bills rushed for 150 yards, 54 of which came from Allen and 4 runs. And for as elite as Houston's defense has been, they have let some quarterbacks get loose on them this year. And Allen is a guy who will absolutely make you pay if you allow that to happen. How does Houston on the defensive side put the clamps on Buffalo while keeping Allen contained?
Go to the film from last season. It really was an odd game. I mean, the Texans blew him off the field basically in the first half and then blew it before Fairbairn made the regular season kick of his career, I guess we could say. Josh Allen completed 9 of 30 passes. 30%. That's almost impossible in the modern NFL to complete just 30% of your passes. Did rush for a bunch of yards. He is the biggest load in a positive way, quarterback in the NFL, 240 pounds. He's just a tremendous, tremendous weapon. The Bills have scored 30 plus points 6 times this season. They've scored 40 plus 3 times, right? The Texans have reached 30 twice. And Josh Allen in the passing game, their weapons aren't all that. Khalil Shakir, their number one wide receiver, 9.9 yards per catch, merely a possession guy. Keon Coleman's their speed guy. We'll presume he'll play Thursday after being benched against the Buccaneers for being a jerk and not following team rules and skipping a team meeting. Dalton Kincaid, their tight end, Dalton, the biggest safety blanket target. Hamstring injury, he is not going to play against the Texans on Thursday night. I think a huge element is the Texans holding up against the run. James Cook doesn't have much star cachet. Jonathan Taylor is the only running back in the NFL with more rushing yardage than James Cook, who, unless the Texans just squash Thursday, going over 1,000 yards for the season in this game. He's averaging over 5 yards per carry.
Yeah, read my notes, Charlie. James Cook, second in rushing in the league. They're going to have to account for him. Not a lot in the pass catching game. Khalil Shakir is his guy. That's who Josh Allen likes to go to. I think he had like one catch for negative 2 yards last week against the Bucs. Just a really odd stat line. And, you know, Charlie said it. Kincaid, that's one of his guys right there. Doesn't look like he's going to go. The hamstring, he's been out for a while. And then, yeah, with Coleman, he's your big body guy, your top pick that you were counting on to make some plays. And, yeah, discipline issues kept him out of the last game. I imagine they just don't really have much else to go to, so he should be back out there again. But, you know, he's a big body guy, not a burner, so it's not somebody I'm super afraid of getting over the top. But he is good at high pointing the ball, 50-50 balls, just because he's got that big body. So that'll be something to watch. And I think that's why Allen struggled last year, too. He just, if I remember correctly, I don't think Shakir played in that game. So he was down his top target when the first time they played. And then now, and he missed Mondays with the undisclosed personal issue. So that it was just an estimated kind of deal with their injury report. But that is something to kind of keep an eye on. But I expect him to go. He's their main guy, him and James Cook. You got to hold them in check. If you do, you might have a chance. But once again, you got to put some points on the board. I don't know how they're going to do it. Even when you had CJ that first time when they scored those two touchdowns, first quarter, then they couldn't punch it in the end zone for the rest of the game. So if Davis Mills, this is the time. We need that Mills magic this week because this is the one the Texans, they need this dub.
The one game variable, you just don't know how it will play. But via the form chart, you take the Texans defensively to give a good showing of themselves against virtually any offense. They'll need to do it on third down. Buffalo, top five in the NFL in third down conversion. The Texans stink third down conversion. Buffalo, top five in the NFL, red zone touchdown percentage. They get it down close. Josh Allen usually figures out a way to get it in there, throwing it or running it. Hey, the Texans are now 31st in offensive red zone touchdown percentage. They moved ahead of the Saints. Josh Allen coming off that game Sunday, historic. Three touchdown passes and three touchdown runs. One of the great quarterbacks in the Wayback Machine in football history, Otto Graham, did it in the 1954 NFL Championship game. Threw for three, ran for three. Since then, 71 years later, one quarterback has done it. Josh Allen, who did it for the second time on Sunday. Three touchdown passes, three touchdown runs in the same game. He's the reigning NFL MVP. I know Lamar Jackson backers would say, well, he shouldn't be, but Allen was absolutely worthy. He's a phenomenal player in the peak of his prime. But if the Texans can't get this game, they get within one of Buffalo and obviously would have the tiebreaker. This is the game where the Texans can really get into the postseason race. Conversely, if they lose, it's not the kill shot with the Chiefs listing. You look at the Chargers schedule, but it would force the Texans to probably have to win at least two of three road games at the Colts, at the Chiefs, at the Chargers, if they're to wind up in the playoffs. So beating Buffalo close to, though not actually a must.
My final note on the defense, Brandon, is we've seen at the end of games, the Texans get burned by quarterbacks using their legs many times this year, right? Baker Mayfield and Bo Nix and even Trevor Lawrence, they didn't win that game, but his legs gave them an opportunity. So with Josh Allen, come on, guys, we got to have a spy on him. We have to have a real plan for him. You can't go in man coverage and leave your back to Josh Allen, just take off down the field and expect he's not going to take off and exploit that. So they better have a good plan. I'm sure D'Amico will.
And part of the strangeness of that game, Allen just had an absolute clunker. The Texans recorded one sack in the game. They did not pick him off, but he was 9 for 30. So he was just scatter-armed and mix in good coverage. And you'd say, you know, hey, they moved him off of his spot, but Josh Allen throws on the run all the time. I mean, he just has an absolute monstrous arm. So to hope for 9 for 30, force him into that again would be unreasonable, but to at least hinder his productivity, as the Texans have been much better at doing in their home games over the last couple of years. Worthless stat, nevertheless factual. The Bills have won their last 8 Thursday night games. So they're due to drop one, maybe.
Maybe. Texans are certainly due to win a nationally televised game. And you, to your point, Cam Ward got loose late on the Texans. And I just think, how ironic would it be if the Texans were able to claw their way back into playoff contention with Mills under center, the crescendo of which would be obviously this game against the Bills here. And to underscore both of your points, James Cook rushed for 82 yards on 20 carries in their last matchup. So I agree, keeping him under control is going to be a big deal and a big challenge on the defense. As it stands now, Houston is 5.5-point home dogs at plus 200 to 225, depending on the book. And the total is set at 43.5. We invite everyone who's watching us on YouTube right now, put your score prediction in the comments. Charlie, we start with you. Final score prediction, Bills-Texans, Thursday Night Football.
The public is so often wrong for the line to have moved up a couple of points in many places. You know, the Bills have turned the ball over three times in each of their last two games. I mean, they had three turnovers and scored 44 points against the Buccaneers. I think it's tough to count on getting three takeaways. Hey, Davis Mills has acquitted himself well for not turning the ball over. I mean, they scored one touchdown against the Titans, and for three quarters against the Jaguars, they were horrible. I'm just going to go with the quarterback mismatch for the pick in the game. Bills 20, Texans 16.
We're in the same ballpark. I'm going to go Bills 23, Texans 17.
Yeah, we're all in the same ballpark here. I like the under, say 23-19. But after watching Houston put up 16 versus the Titans, I just don't know where the offense comes from.
But the Dolphins blew out the Bills just 2 weeks ago. So it's not like Buffalo's remotely unassailable.
That's true. And they say any given Sunday, anything can happen, but this is a Thursday, so we'll have to take that into account. Again, put your predictions in the comments section there. We appreciate it. We always read all those. Join us after the game, following the game Thursday night. Charlie, Josh, and myself will be here. We'll be reacting. So come in live. We'll be talking about the Texans being back in playoff contention, Monty Mills getting a big W, or we'll talk about something else. But we'll be talking about the game nonetheless. So make sure you're joining us here. For Charlie and Josh, I'm Brennan saying so long, and until next time, go Texans.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.